I don't want to lose. I want to win!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by EasySportsData.com. The books use data, shouldn't you too? And this is Easy Sports Data, like the preschoolers use. EasySportsData.com.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win!
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money.
You should also check out sportsbettinglessons.com. You'll learn some old tricks because sometimes how you bet is more important than who you bet. Sportsbettinglessons.com.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. We're going to be looking at the divisional round, but I'm telling you right now, if you did not listen to last week's show and you did not follow Paulo, you just missed out on cashing a lot of tickets. He just had an incredible week. So, Paulo, congratulations on that. Who do you like?
Well, this week, like you said, last week was a good week. And this week, let's start off first with the LSU-Clemson game. In that game, I really like LSU to win straight up. I don't know about the spread, but I really, really think there's going to be a lot of points scored in that game. Because the offense of LSU is just amazing. And I don't think that Clemson can stop them. So that's what I think about that college championship. So what do you think about that game?
I can't believe what you said, because the one word I would use to describe Ben LSU given 5.5 points is I would be nervous. The reason I'd be nervous is when I look at what Clemson has done in big games.
Yeah, that's why I said taking an LSU straight up just to win, not with the points. Because the points, you're right, I agree with you 100%. I would be nervous too, because LSU, Clemson, some way, somehow, pulls out some big ones. And the points are quite a bit. I agree.
Now, we talk, on the intro, we talk about EasySportsData.com, which is our proprietary software where we dump all the information. And it really is the only place that you can get everything all in one spot. And the reason is, it's because, you know, you're a horse player. I created what I consider a racing form for sports betting, so it just shows me the numbers. But since 2012, when we've been keeping track of this, all Clemson does is cover big games. They're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 1. 11 and 1 against the spread. But that's a big spread.
Yeah, it is a big spread. That's why I said if LSU wins this game, just to win it straight up. I also agree with you 100% that this game is going to come down to a field goal. That's how I see it.
The thing that I wonder about this game, and I appreciate your opinion, the total is 70. So I have to ask myself, is it possible that one of these two teams doesn't score 35 points? That's hard for me to imagine. And I think that's where you're going to figure out your winner. If you can figure out who's going to score the least amount of points, you're going to win this game.
And I think that Clemson's going to score the least amount of points.
You look at what Clemson does, and against Ohio State, they didn't get 30. They got 29. But before that, they get 30 and 40 and 50 just as easy as LSU does. The question is, LSU's doing it in the SEC, and Clemson's doing it in the ACC, and how do you judge two different horses on two different tracks, which is really a very similar analogy.
It's a very difficult game, actually, because like college football is not really the thing that I really, really look at, but it is actually a very difficult game to handicap. But like you said, the 5.5 points, you're looking at Clemson, and it's going to come down to it's going to be a very close game.
Yeah, I do. I like what you say. I like LSU on the money line, and I like the under here, because I just got a feeling that it's going to be so high because the people – it's only Thursday. It could go to 75 or 76 by Monday easily. It could stay the same, of course, too, but it easily could go that high. And I'm just not ready to bet a number that's high, that high.
And I agree with you totally on that. The under looks better than the over on that, because that's going to be a very, very high number. 76, it could be 76, 77. And that's very high.
I'm a very big college fan. You mentioned it's not one of your best, most focused sports that you bet on. But for me, it is. Now, we went kind of out of order because that's not until Monday. There's a couple games on Saturday in the NFL and a couple games on Sunday in the NFL. And that's going to decide who I see when we take the show to Vegas for our annual AFC-NFC Championship Betaway Weekend at the Westgate Superbook. The Westgate, if you've never been to the Westgate, it's a pretty decent place to watch a sporting event.
I totally agree. Totally agree with you. So getting down to Saturday, the first game is the 49ers, correct?
Yes, Minnesota at San Francisco. It's 4:35 Eastern, and it says the over-under is 45, and San Francisco is minus 7. But I don't know when I printed this sheet, to be honest with you.
Okay. On this game, last week the Vikings, I was completely off. Their defense surprised. But the Saints last week were not the Saints that we're accustomed to seeing, scoring all those points. Defense, offense, Drew Brees making so many mistakes. Everything went completely the Vikings' way. And this is why they got the job done. Now, this week, going into San Francisco, the past 4 weeks, San Francisco before was allowing 17 points. The past 4 weeks, when their defense was banged up, they allowed 31 points. This week, San Francisco is getting back two key defenders. And I look for San Francisco to cover this spread and punish the Vikings with the three-headed monster running game that they have and get the job done.
The one thing that jumped out at me in looking at this game was how long it's been since San Francisco was in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the only thing I could think of is Kaepernick. I mean, they had Kaepernick. They had a guy that ran like a gazelle, could throw the ball very fast and very hard. He was a pitcher in Nevada, and yet he couldn't get a job with them, but they couldn't win. So I don't know. It seems like if they could do that over again, I think they might have done it differently, you know?
No, because if you really look at it, San Francisco, they've got that running game, three running backs that can punish the defenses. Then they have Samuel, the receiver, and not only that, with their pass rush, with all the defense playing intact and all that, they're going to put a lot of pressure on the Vikings. And last week, the Vikings allowed three sacks to the Saints, and the Saints' defense is nowhere near the San Francisco 49ers' defense when completely healthy. So the spread is a little high at 7, but I do see San Francisco getting a win here and even covering the spread.
I know that when I looked, they made a big point of telling everybody how the wild card the last few years, the underdogs won. Well, I went and looked for this year, for this round, I mean, in the last few years, and this round, that home team covers most of the time.
I agree with you 100%. It's always been like that.
They're the better team. They earned the week off. They earned the week off, and I don't care who you are. Say you're a plumber. Say you're a plumber, and you get a week off. You don't think you go back to the toilet? A little better attitude, everything's better, your back doesn't hurt as much. I don't care who you are, a week off is a week off. Then we go to the game where I think the bet Baltimore in the first quarter and the first half is the only thing you should do this weekend. If you're not going to do anything else in sports betting, I believe you should bet Baltimore in the first quarter and the first half, but that is my opinion. That is Saturday, 8:15 Eastern, Tennessee at Baltimore. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. Baltimore in the first quarter, and I also think they're going to cover the spread, and they're going to roll. I see them scoring over 30 points. This Tennessee defense is ranked 30th in the red zone. How is this defense going to be able to stop the rushing ability of the quarterback of Baltimore, DeSean Jackson, and all this other stuff? And I think that Baltimore can stop the run, and Baltimore is going to be hungry after last year that they didn't play a good game. And like you said, they're going to roll. They're going to roll. It's going to be completely opposite what happened. Remember that Tennessee went in Kansas City, and then they went into the Patriots and got blown away? The same thing's going to happen in this game.
And you did. You called it. You called that Tennessee win over New England. That was just one of your wins. You had three or four soccer. And it's funny because when you listen to you talk about soccer, some of the things you say help me have plays that really weren't plays you mentioned. You mentioned that one team that was going to win early and that was going to put pressure on this other team to win later in the day. And so yeah. The first team won 4-0, the second team won 3-1. I mean, that's 7-1 in soccer or scores I'm going to take in two games pretty much every single. But the funny part about Tennessee and Baltimore is neither made it last year. Neither made it last year. So it'll be interesting to see if what happens with Tennessee is exactly what happens. And I would agree with you 100% on that game as well. What I want to do right now, though, before we go to the next game, is I want to get to the guys. You know, we got the guys. You've been with us for years. We got all these guys, and they're so really, really good at it. And I know them. So you don't know them, maybe, but I know them. And so I want to tell you that this is Nick from Belly Up Sports. Now, we're going to be doing work with Belly Up Sports. We're doing a contest with them for the championship game. He has given us, by text, you know how you and I text back and forth?
I do the same thing with Joe.
Same thing with Wes. Well, we're going to get it all together because you guys are giving out so many winners. So this guy, he sent over three texts this week, and every single one was right. He was right at every single game. So here's what he said. Whatever the line is for Saturday against Baylor, take Kansas. That's the opening line from Nick at Belly Up Sports. Now, I have no idea what the line is. We probably could have somebody who could find it. But he says, and I quote, Scott Drew is incapable of winning in Allen Fieldhouse, and the crowd is going to be absolutely insane. Conference home openers are always a good thing for the Jayhawks. So unless the line is just a stupid amount, like minus 15 or something, Kansas laying the points is my Stone Cold Steve Austin Mortal Kombat finish him lock of the week. And I love the way he said that because he says that every week on one game, and so far he hasn't given me a loser yet. So that's this weekend. But remember last week you gave out Thursday winners? Well, the show doesn't come out till Friday, but you and I are on the phone Thursday, so we're talking about Thursday games. So he's got a game tonight that really only you and me are going to benefit from, but it's Gonzaga. Yeah. He says Gonzaga hasn't really been blowing people out lately, but this should be a game that's right for them with a spread that's not insane. They're given 15 points. It's a lot to lay, but considering they usually are given 20-plus, then 15 is a deal. And they're playing San Diego. They're here in San Diego, actually, tonight, and San Diego's 7-10. It's just too good of a value to pass up. So that is what we heard from our buddy at Belly Up Sports. That's Nick from Belly Up Sports. And, again, he just keeps giving me winners. He just keeps giving me
winners. And what you said, look, the show, like you said, is on Thursday. But Tuesday and Wednesday, you see what I did this week already in the soccer. 5-1, 4-0, big hits coming here and there. But you got to look at it, like you said, tonight, that Gonzaga game, that looks like the play. We got to put something on that.
Right, and then here's his last one. I really like Wichita State -4 against a really young and inexperienced Memphis team. Remember, Memphis had that kid and all the controversy at the beginning of the year, and then he left. That had to hurt them. He says some more things, but I'm not going to read it because the guy's good. But that, again, that's a game that's tonight. So those are advantages for me and you, so I agree with you. I'll definitely have some money on those. I usually will, when someone gives me a play, I'll usually bet the first half and the game, and then probably what I'll do is I'll watch it, and I'll decide, oh, they were wrong, or maybe even in the second half I'll do some action, because I wouldn't be watching the game if you didn't tell me about the game, you know?
I'm actually going to do the same thing that you're probably going to do tonight with these two, because, like I said, it's not my expertise in field, but I'm going to look into it and do the same thing, just see how it goes and then put something on it. Yeah.
All right. And then what we're going to do is we're going to go to break. But when we come back, we're going to get to Sunday games and we're going to talk some soccer with you. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Could this be a trap?
I always think everything could be a trap, which is why I'm still alive.
Just been a mistake. Give me my money back. No.
Are you using JoinUWager.com? When you win, your book should pay you fast, and JoinUWager.com does. It's as simple as that. Need a new book? Check out JoinUWager.com. Live action is the best way to win, and JoinJazzSports.com has the most lines. You'll have tons of team totals, first quarter parlays too. Jazz is offering things that other books won't. If you want more options to win, use Jazz Sports. JoinJazzSports.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second F. Chaz. We got Paolo on the phone with us. We were discussing how many winners he gave out on last week's show. But, again, because we have the public that talk throughout the week, he also gave out winners on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, which is the same thing that Nick from Belly Up Sports did. Now, what I've got is a text from Wes. Now, this is Blackhawk Wes. Blackhawk Wes, Apollo, is like you and I. He loves his live action, and he does a great job, just like you, of isolating where you're getting plus 375, plus 575. You know, there's not a lot of 10-to-1 opportunities like the Houston Texans were this week, but a 3-to-1 play or a 5-to-1 play, that's like hitting a 2-teamer or a 3-teamer. Mm-hmm. And those are big plays. Don't change. So here's what he said. The FCS is college basketball subdivision, and he likes North Dakota State. Now, I think that's where the kid that's in the pros, right, came
right.
from. Was it Wentz and Philly?
I think so.
Yeah. He likes them and the money line. The spread opened at +2, and now it's a pick'em. And when it's a pick'em, you're really taking the money line. But here's what else he says. I also think Baltimore will be rusty and struggle a little bit against what appears to be the smartest coach in the playoffs in Vrabel. Now, I'm a big Vrabel fan. He says, I love the Titans and the 9.5. And you and I both have talked previous in the week. I don't like double-digit lines. I know for a fact through our EasySportsData.com reports that in the NFL, if you're a 10-point favorite, you cover 50% of the time. I don't like winning 50% of the time. So, but
I don't like it either.
If it is a backdoor cover, because he is a good coach, and I like the guy. There's no doubt. I liked him as a player. I like him as a coach. I'm going to have Baltimore early just in case. He says, I also like Seattle to win outright, but he's still taking the 4.5 points. So that's going to be the last game of football that we talk about. The next game is Houston to Kansas City, and that's 3:05 Eastern on Sunday.
That's the game that I like, Houston plus the 10 points. I really like Deshaun Watson. I really like his defense. Kansas City scores points. Their defense is an average defense, above average. Lately, they've been playing a little better. But getting the points, I think I'm going to take the points on this game. And I wouldn't be surprised if Houston even pulls the upset. It's one team that could surprise you because they have beaten Kansas City this year. And Houston does pull big upsets. If they can just hold Mahomes, stop the running game, and just get off the field and run the ball. The most important thing that Houston has to do is run the ball and eat clock. If they can do that, they cover the spread, they might even get the win.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if you look how good Kansas City's been, since their last five playoff games, they've covered once.
Yeah, there you go.
But they're winning the games, they're just not covering.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, I can't argue with you there. I think it's so funny because Blackhawk West is from Kansas City. He is a Kansas City Chiefs season ticket holder. This I know. What I don't know is why his text didn't say, I think Kansas City is going to be a little rusty. Because that's the team that I would worry about, not Baltimore. Kansas City has had bad weeks. Baltimore ain't got too many bad weeks on their schedule this year.
Did you see what Baltimore did to the Rams going inside? I mean, was that a completely annihilated them?
Yeah.
I mean, Baltimore, and when was it, this other game, like every, when they win, they don't win small. They win big. They win big.
The way I described it, well, you're saying they win big. The way I described it, it was a college football score.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I see it, too. Because this team, something like the only way that Baltimore is not going to cover this spread if there's something really happens with turnovers or something, because this team is the real thing. I mean, they were 9-1 to win the Super Bowl. They've dropped down to 3-1. I still don't believe they're going to win the Super Bowl, even though they're 3-1, they're top favorites to win the Super Bowl. But besides the point, if you look at both teams, I mean, if they're in the red zone, the Tennessee defense is not a top 10 defense.
Right. So you got Baltimore giving 10, you got Kansas City giving 10, but in one game, we think the 10 is not enough, and one game, we think the 10 is too much, is basically what you're saying.
Yeah. We agree on the Baltimore game, the plus nine, the minus 9.5, but in the other game, 10 points, Houston looks pretty good in that game.
Well, if Houston didn't use up all their magic last week,
yeah,
that's the question. And did they use up all their magic last week? Because the rest may help Kansas City. It may. A week of rest is a week of rest. We talked about it with my plumber guy.
I know. And not only that, Houston scores 23.5 points average. So if they score their average 23.3 and Kansas City scores 30, there you go.
All right, and then the last football game is Sunday, 6:40 Eastern. It's funny because for us in San Diego, it's only 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. So when the game gets over on the East Coast, you know, the end of the day is there. When it gets over here, we got to figure out what we're having for dinner. But it's Seattle at Green Bay. I don't think anybody's going to argue it's the best game of the weekend, and the point spread says it.
That is the top game of the weekend, a very, very tough game to handicap. Very, very tough game. Because you got Russell Wilson with the bad weather. It's going to be cold. I think it's going to be a little bit windy. So the quarterback that runs the best might get the job done. But in my opinion, I like one in this game. I like, as my top play of the week, I like the Green Bay Packers money line to win. I don't know about the points, but I like them to win in the money line. Because Green Bay can get the job done. Because last week, Seattle, even though I picked them, did not impress me playing up against a 41-year-old quarterback, a team decimated by injuries, and they struggled. They struggled.
Let's make sure we remind everybody it was a 41-year-old quarterback that limped for most of the game, because he was limping for most of that game.
Yeah. Yeah. So that right there, I mean, they should have won easily. It didn't impress me. Green Bay is rested. And you got Aaron Rodgers. So
I'm going to read a stat here. I'm going to read this to you. This is from our EasySportsData.com report on the Green Bay Packers. And it says that San Francisco scored 37 points against them earlier this year. You remember that blowout?
Yes. Yeah.
Except for that game, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams, nobody scored 20 or more.
Yeah, their defense has really improved. And did you see what they went when they went inside Minnesota, what they did to the Vikings? Running the ball, the passing attack, everything. Seattle is banged up on the defense, too. They're banged up. Clooney's playing hurt. So I really like straight out on the money line. There's not much of a difference. Like, you're getting money line is 1 point. The last time I checked was 1.55, and the spread was like 1.9.
Right, and it's the lowest spread of the weekend, for sure.
Yeah, it is the lowest spread, and I think it's going to be the best game. The best game.
All right, so Green Bay has been out of the playoffs since 2017. Then they get a week off, so it'll be interesting to see, you know, if they play like a championship team. I think everyone would agree that game goes to the quarterback that plays the best.
Exactly. The words that you came out of your mouth is exactly what I wanted to say. The quarterback that plays the best wins this game. And you got Aaron Rodgers, the master. You got Russell Wilson. This is a toss-up.
Yeah, and neither of those guys is any less. I mean, they talked about MVP for Wilson all year, but the bottom line is when those guys get away and they start doing their pump, fake pump of the ball and getting the guys jumping up in the air, both of them can run 40 yards and go out of bounds without getting touched. Aaron Rodgers has been doing it his whole career, too.
Oh, he's a master. And Aaron Rodgers, have you checked his record in bad weather? It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Well, of course, they're in Green Bay. If you're going to live anywhere and play in bad weather and be good at it, Green Bay is probably a place because it's got bad weather more than not. So next is soccer. Let's talk some soccer. You did incredible last week with soccer. And you know the funny part about soccer is that though it's not a lot of points scored or goals scored, there's more betting numbers. There's like when you look at a soccer on it's like joinjazzsports.com is one of my books I use for soccer when you tell me what the bet. And I look and they have a number and it's 288. So I don't know what that number is. So I click on it. It's 288 different wagers that you could make on a soccer game, on one soccer game. It's just amazing. Yeah, so those are the opportunities that you find for us, and I appreciate it.
Well, like, look at it this week. Already, I hit Real Madrid. I got a 5-1 last minute. Valencia scored the goal. The goal-to-goal goes up to 5-1. Today was a 1.98 with Atletico Madrid scoring 0.5 goals, plus they won the game with big odds. This week, there are some games that I like, but not very much. I like one specific game. I think that Napoli playing Lazio, I see goals in that game in both teams scoring. That's the game that I really like. There are some other games, like there's Inter playing with Atalanta, but that's a very, very tough game to predict because both teams are very, very good. And it can go either way. Chelsea -1 against Burnley. I think that should be an easy winner. And Liverpool is playing against Tottenham. And I see goals in that game, especially with Harry Kane and a couple of injuries that Tottenham has. I see goals in that game. But my best pick in soccer is the Napoli, Lazio, both teams to score and over 2.5 goals. That's what I like.
So let's talk about that, because I'm pretty sure when I'm at the Westgate in Las Vegas, they don't offer me that prop. That prop's not available sometimes. And
well, no.
So that's important. There's a lot of sports books that don't offer those props, and you got to go look for them. Sometimes you got to look into the live action, so they won't have the bet before the game. But once the game plays, then they open up all the live action and you can get it.
Yeah.
Or you got to look around for another book.
Yeah, exactly. But one game that I will put, I have to really look at it more closely, that I will post on my account, is that Inter Atalanta and the Juventus with, because it's still too early on the line movement and everything to really see where it's heading. But I will keep you posted on those two games.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that the public is looking to get out of this show is the action that happens throughout the week. Because who was I talking? I think it was John in Vegas. So John in Vegas is going to start giving us next week. But this is the guy that was second place in the picking duck contest. So, pick five winners a week, you know, every week. And he missed first place by like a game, maybe a game and a half.
Okay.
And the year before, I think he was 6 or 7. Now we're talking 500, 1,000 guys here. Right? 2 years in a row, this guy's in the top 10. So that's not a coincidence. But one of the things that we talked with him about the whole aspect of the live play is really – being ready for it when it happens, and that if you're out with your mother-in-law, you can't be watching a game, especially if you're new, you've only been married a couple of years. But if you get a text that says, hey, you need to hop on Chelsea or whatever that text says, and then you say, kiddo, excuse me, I've got to go to the boys' room, and you go and you get your bed in.
Because this week, today is Thursday, And the Inter game is on Saturday, and then Juventus plays on Sunday. So these two games need more focus, because right now the line is pointing Inter. I'm not convinced yet. I'm not really convinced, because Atalanta is a team that scores goals. They score. So in order for Inter to win this game, Inter's got to score two and more. And Juventus going into Roma. Roma's just an average team. Okay, fine, they're at home, this and that. But if Juventus this week, like I told you last week, right now they're at 2.2 on the board, trading. So that should be something to look at later on, which I will post on my Twitter account.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. You do a very good job of posting your plays on Twitter. Winners, losers, it don't matter. And you've always been very, very upfront and honest. But I talk to you all the time, so I'm not here to plug you. But one of the things that I don't have time to do a lot of time is post those plays. I just don't. It's hard to do.
And sometimes I see these plays like five minutes before the action, you know, this and that. And when I text you and I tell you that now this is going to happen at this specific time. So that this is why we got to be like on the ball, because when the Euro starts, there's going to be goals scored in the 85th minute, 87th minute, 90th minute. And that's where the real money is going to come in. On Champions League and the Euro, this is where the whole money aspect, where you will see the best soccer, and we're talking, like, just in a game, there's like over £10 million bet in one game in soccer in England. Do you believe that?
No, £10 million. It's huge, and that's the funny part. Right now, the state of California is having meetings and hearings about sports betting when they should just start it. Take the best state, which I think is Tennessee, and just do what Tennessee does. But in England, you could bet. Remember the guy bet that his son would win the golfer. Remember the golfer that bet on his own son when he was like seven and the guy won? I forget who it was. Corey or
I think so.
Golfer.
Because you have to understand, in England, this is the place. When I was living down in Scotland, Edinburgh, and all these places where I learned how to handicap soccer, and you see how many professionals and how thoroughly they're looking at live play and how thoroughly it is. And remember what we said yesterday, that some friends of yours, they told you that even though they dismiss these odds that are little odds, but if I know that in an hour and a half I'm going to pick up 320 euros, or £320, I'll take that bet if it's a sure bet. I'm not going to pass it.
No, you would. But it's the same thing with baseball, right? If when Kershaw was rocking and rolling and he was winning 20 games a year, he was minus 375. What's the difference? And with that, there's so much involved. With soccer, once a team gets up two goals, the game just changes. Oh my God, it's such a different game. It really is.
Yeah, like this week, Chelsea is playing with Burnley, the one that I said, the minus one Chelsea. Chelsea is right now at 1.35. That is value in that game, because I don't see Burnley going in there and cutting points from this Chelsea team. I just don't see this.
Yeah.
So this is a game that I'm going to look.
And again, if you don't want to say, hey, you know what, I don't want to bet that because it's too big of a favor, well, then add it to a parlay. Add it to a parlay. And instead of getting, 2.6 to 1 on your parlay, maybe you'll get 2 to 1. But it helps build the value because it's a free one. And when I bet with my joinyouwager.com account, I can do open parlays. So I can put a bet in on a play that you give me on Sunday, and I can fill it next Saturday with another play. Parlays are great.
Like this weekend, I'm going to give you some good plays in Italian soccer once I start really looking at them. And like you said, filling in a parlay this week, if you take Chelsea, Napoli with Lazio, both teams to score, and Inter-Atalanta, both teams to score, right there, I think that parlay is over 2.5.
Right. So instead of being three big-ass favorites, it becomes a decent payback for your money.
Well, yeah, and I'm actually going to bet that parlay, the one that I just said, Chelsea to win, Inter with Atalanta, both teams to score, and the other one, which was and Napoli. Lazio, both teams to score. Yeah, I'm going to put some money on it. But my big bet this weekend will be concentrated on the hardest game of the weekend, Inter with Atalanta. And you know how I like Inter. Every time I give you them, you see what happens.
Yep.
You see what happens every time. Most of the, so far, I haven't given you a losing pick with Inter Milan.
Well, no, but it's very common in a lot of sports, and that's one of the reasons why the guys that we've got on our show are the guys that are good at their sport. They don't give us picks just to give us picks. They give us picks in their sports, and the reason is because I know a guy. And that's what it comes down to. Paolo, I know a guy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like me and you, we've known each other for a few years, so you know what I give, and I know what you give, and we win. We can have some bad weeks. Everybody has bad weeks, but sports is not a sprint. It's a marathon. At the end of the year, we're winners.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
All right. So have a great week. Make some money. We will talk by text. Again, this is Sports Betting Week. Paolo, I'm Second Half Chaz. And if you are interested, just go to sportsbettinglessons.com. Give us your name, your email. We'll get you all the information on how you could start getting some of these live plays, too. We'll talk to you next time.